Speaking of living in gratitude, you're bringing a new friend and associate and partner into the neighborhood. And I got a little bit of background on Ryan Walker. I thought maybe it'd be best if you introduce our extraordinary guest on Celebrity Entrepreneur Show today.
Allow me to try and do Ryan Walker justice here. As you mentioned, he is, I think it's fair to say, my newest partner. We have partnered up with his company, TSMA, and myself to produce and shoot. And he personally is directing my new YouTube series, Unbound, which we'll talk about a little bit on the show, but extremely excited about that. That's going to be airing on my YouTube. March 24th is the first episode, and we will have weekly episodes. Beyond that, he is just such an accomplished businessman. And what I think is such a perfect fit for a celebrity entrepreneur is he created his own channels, you know, specifically on YouTube, went and niched down and created a hotel review channel just to prove the model of his company going and producing exclusively YouTube now, and has hundreds of thousands of followers and is a creator and influencer in his own right. So without further ado, and I probably haven't even scratched the surface on all the things that Ryan Walker does, let's bring him onto the show, Gigi.
Gentlemen, hello.
Hello. How are
good to see you, brother.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for having me on here.
Well, you're an anomaly, Ryan, in the world of content, as I have organically grown YouTube, and every single person that I've tried to partner with, pay for, and produce my long form content has failed miserably. And
how many times have you heard that, Ryan?
No, so many times. I can't even tell you, David. Yeah, when I started the company originally to solve that issue back when Instagram was a face filter app, if you remember those days when it first came out, because I heard that every day from friends of mine. And it's a tough industry, and it's a really competitive market to build and scale. You know, it's, I think, a lot more difficult than people really give it credit.
And it's getting more difficult and more expensive to do. And so less people are figuring it out. More people are quitting. They make an initial investment. Now, I've done probably five or six turns at the ASICs, convinced by different people in my world. What do you think the most significant lesson that you learned in building your own following on YouTube that most people don't think about when they are building, like James's YouTube series of their own, like Unbound?
I love that question. I'd like to get to the core of why I did it this way. And it actually kind of alludes to what you were saying, and that there's a lot of agencies out there. There's a lot of organizations that can help you get known, get famous, get big, grow, and scale your audience. But the challenge is they've never done it themselves. And so I'm a firm believer that if I'm going to sell something to anyone, I need to have done it myself first. If I'm going to hire someone, I need to have done at least somewhat their job prior to them coming on board. Because if I can't communicate with that person, I don't understand pre-production, editing, I don't understand the production process, I don't understand how a camera works, I can't have conversations when I get to set. And there's a mutual respect that comes with having done it before you actually start selling it. So that's always been the case. Even back when Instagram first started and I started the agency, I built my own following to it. I mean, at the time, this was significant, but now it's like laughable, but it was 20,000 followers on Instagram 10 years ago. And that was something that hadn't really been done. I did brand partnerships with Uber, with Jamba Juice, with Art of Shaving. You know, I was 22 years old, and basically that started the organization. So to answer your question, which I think is a great one, you know, what have I learned from building my own channel that I've been able to apply? What I learned is that you have to get in there and you have to do it. It is a front lines kind of engagement. You are, you know, wearing a million different hats when you're building a social presence. You have to be an advertiser. You have to be the likeness and the name. You have to be the talent. Of course, you have to have some kind of on-camera presence. There's wardrobe. There's, you know, hair and makeup that you're doing for yourself. If that's the kind of series that you're creating, you're doing production management. You're doing scripting. You're doing production itself, and usually shooting it or finding people to shoot it and then editing it. You're doing the final post-production review, distribution, thumbnails and titles, packaging, advertising, sales, like every single part of it falls on you in the beginning. And so I said, I'm going to do this as if TSMA didn't exist. What would happen if I just decided to do this myself after 10 years of experience. And I think that was the key differentiator in the beginning.
That's amazing.
Well, my clearly, James, I mean, it really comes down to putting together an amazing team as well. And, you know, Ryan is able to do that because he did do it all himself and now has built up this amazing company. So when I'm looking to launch a new vertical, as you know, David, I know, and you know, we're all very busy and our time isn't scalable. There's only so many hours in the day. We can optimize it, try and be as, you know, efficient as possible, but we can't make more hours. So in order for me to start any new company, I seek out experts, not only experts, but I seek out like-minded partners and people that share some of the same enthusiasm and, God willing, half the tenacity and work ethic. And I found that in Ryan and TSMA, which is why I had done YouTube 10 years ago and I had partners in financing and took a big old break, because in that span of time, kind of like you, David, I couldn't find anybody that actually could execute at a high level. And I'd say more importantly, stay consistent. So Ryan, I'm gonna start with one thing I've learned working with you and then ask you maybe another pillar of what's the most important for a successful YouTube series. One thing I've learned, and we haven't even launched the show yet, but that is paramount, is consistency. So when we sought out to do Unbound, initially we were like, well, my time is limited and I'm a world tour. I've got films and TVs and books and speaking. Maybe we'll do two a month. And then we quickly decided, no, we're going to do one a week. We need that cadence. We want to be competitive. We want to have the best shot at scaling this as fast as possible. So consistency is certainly something that we are committed to. We're going to do a new episode, new location every week. Ryan, what would you say is another extremely important aspect if someone else wants to start their own YouTube channel outside of consistency that they should consider?
I love these questions, guys. This is so much fun. I would say human psychology is another massive consideration. We need to think about every time you create a piece of content. Yes, first and foremost, you need to make content that you love. That is the most important first baseline thing, because you could be the most wildly successful creator and still quit. That is actually the biggest risk to your channel, is you quitting yourself. So first and foremost, have to love what you're doing and the content that you're creating. But then, but right from there, the very next thing is considering the audience that you're creating it for. People on the internet are not stupid. They are very, like, I like to think of them like blind engineers. And I don't know where I heard that, but it really stuck with me, which is that they understand everything that you're trying to explain and tell them. And especially with like a review channel like mine, they're there for a specific reason, but they're blind in the sense that it's your job to guide them. You are the interface to give that information. It's your job to help them consume that information. Human psychology is such a key part of social media. It's actually my favorite component of it, other than, you know, the purpose and passion aspect of it. So when you're building a presence, I always like to say, shift your mindset from being a consumer on social media to being a creator. Many people come into every one of these platforms, whether it's YouTube or Instagram. I personally love YouTube, and we're talking, of course, about Unbound, which is exclusively on YouTube. So very thrilled about that. But I come into it with the mindset of, this platform is basically the interface that this consumer has chosen to consume my content, so I must therefore create for them. I've already decided what I want to do. That's a given. I love what I am creating, but now I'm creating content that they have to be able to understand in a medium that works for them. So there's a lot that goes into that. There's the front load stimulus component of it, where you have the most movement, excitement, energy in the beginning of the video just to stop the scroll. Then there's the retention component of it, where you're providing value. I'm a massive, massive fan of continuing to provide value and asking nothing in return, or very little in return. You know, there's that rule, 60-40, 60% give, ask 40% of the time. I push that to 90-10. I think if you give them the entire cake, people will pay for the cherry if you want them to. So my thought is just give them as much value as humanly possible, because people can sense and they can feel that. And human psychology is that when you find a piece of content that is quality, has all of these components to it that can be adjusted. That first 30 seconds, the click-through, the actual packaging, the thumbnail and title, satisfaction. Do you actually match what the packaging says you're going to receive? All of these things can be adjusted. And then at the end of the day, it's providing as much value as humanly possible to keep people watching and YouTube will love you for. YouTube just invited me to their headquarters to speak at their graduation event for young creators.
Congrats, that's fun.
Thank you. It's like, you know, this just came up yesterday. And the reason is because the creators that have figured this out, YouTube is so invested in them because that is YouTube's entire economic model. Their entire revenue model is retention.
So if your channel says that, organic, it better be organic.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you actually make a great point. The channels that do manipulation tactics, let's just get into that briefly. So if you ever in the past had been, like David, you mentioned this, like worked with a bad actor or an agent that you know, maybe went in and made some adjustments to the account, bought subscribers or messed around in some way. The thing I love about YouTube is it completely kills your account. And the reason that I love that is because it shows you that you cannot skip the line. And and I think it feels like a level playing ground. You could be massively ultra well known on other platforms, create a YouTube account, and it flatlines, organically flatlines, because it's a totally different playing ground that is 100% level. YouTube prioritizes content that is high quality, that retains people. And that's exciting to me because then I go, well, great. Well, I know what the mission is. And my team and I can aim for that mission, make the best content possible. I said that to James from day one on Unbound. I said, nothing else matters other than making the absolute best story and the best content that we possibly can. And staying safe, of course, first and foremost.
Well, you know, Ryan, you're speaking my language. Is I separate all content into four components. When I'm looking for that next person to help me with YouTube, for example, which will be my final question, which is, are you taking on more clients? But more importantly, you know, capturing the content at its essence is really important. Modifying it correctly for YouTube, amplifying it correctly and with integrity. But the fourth component, I believe, has changed because of AI and our chatbots, our chat GPTs of the world, which is YouTube to me at its essence is a true social silo. It is a perpetual database. And as we feed more people that are stimulated by us and we retain them, as you suggest, by the modification and amplification, YouTube is a great source of perpetual content where, just like Netflix, they'll go down the David Meltzer or the James Maslow rabbit hole, even outside of the series, and they will share and continue to grow. I have found that, you know, ChatGPT and other places have really assisted in the growth of YouTube. I mean, I only have a couple hundred thousand subscribers and been at it for a long time, just organically. I've never advertised. I've never had a series. I've just posted the shit that I do, the long form stuff. So how have you seen AI help people that follow your instructions and your methodology?
What an incredible time we're in right now, where these tools are emerging so quickly. It feels like every few years there's new technology, whether it's blockchain-based technology or automated intelligence and artificial intelligence. I think that AI is an incredible tool. And from the beginning with TSMA, we have partnered with SAG-AFTRA, which is the performers union nationally. And we have educated there, and I still do to this day every quarter. I am a huge fan of protections and communication, regulations, and contracts when it comes to AI. Now, when we're looking at social media, and per your question, it is very much so more a tool than it would be a replication method. So the first thing that I like to think about when I talk to any of our partners is, and we didn't need to do this for Unbound because there is no AI James Maslow, but the concept is, can we create something that AI cannot replace? So that's number one. Hotel reviews, in my opinion, will never be replaced by AI. No one wants to hear what a bot has to say about a hotel that they've never attended. No one will replace James and the things that we're doing. And that the chaos and excitement of the things that we're doing are, it's impossible to predict and create. So think of a series, think of content that cannot be replaced by AI. That's first and foremost. Second, now using AI as tools. So I'm a big fan of generative AI. I use it on an almost daily basis just for supplemental assets. Good example of this is the other day we released a trailer. Actually, it was released by, well, officially announced by Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, for those who love the Star Wars franchise. At the Artios Awards for Casting Society, we announced our callback series with in partnership with CSA. Casting Society has been a partner for many years now. This is their first foray pushing into the YouTube space. The way we use AI in that scenario, and we were transparent about this, is we had this incredible poster that our team made. You know, it takes many hours to sit and graphically design. Think of it's the Hollywood Hills with the callback on it. It's got two spotlights in the background. You see the LA traffic in the distance because you have to put the LA traffic. So anyway, that's all. It's all on the poster. And they were like, well, we need that poster to be animated for the trailer in 3 days for the Artios Awards. We said, all right, well, you could get it to a motion graphic designer. You could bring it into After Effects. You could have someone spend the next 72 hours straight editing and basically putting together an animated poster, or you can bring it into Nano Banana Pro. And it can quickly move the spotlights back and forth so that it has some movement, and then the camera can push in, do a little bit of a truck across the Hollywood sign, and boom, that's all we needed. Put it right into Nano Banana Pro, and it is, I don't know if we can cut to anything, but it was beautiful, like extraordinarily well done. So that kind of tool is very helpful because it saves time. And in business and in life, as you know, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir here, but in business and in life, you have two resources, money and time. And oftentimes, you have one of the two in some scenario. And I always say, if you have more time, well, spend that time to generate and figure out how to make more money that can then work for you to earn your time back. And then you end up kind of bouncing off each other. And if you have more money, then use that to then basically delegate and build your time. So I think AI kind of breaks that a little bit. We have nice, accessible tools that give you your time back.
I like that. Yeah. Genius. All right, bring us home, James Maslow.
Well, look, I think that when it comes to AI coming in and being a tool is fantastic, but I'm not fearful of it because it's never going to replace human connection. And on Unbound, I'll speak about my series. It's conversations and adventures with some of my dearest friends, my oldest friends, or new friends, experts in their field, whether I'm doing something I love, like riding motorcycles with Jaime Camille through Los Angeles and Malibu, which we did, and that's part of the first couple of episodes, or working with a marine apex biologist and doing a swamp walk in the Everglades, also an episode coming up in first season. It'd be impossible to replace that with AI. So I'm not fearful. I don't think it is a replacement ideology. I think it is going to be a this and ideology. It's simply more of something new. And then just to touch on YouTube quickly and why I'm doing it and why almost every single one of my friends, and I'll circle back to your question, David, because of this, is asking us, hey, how do we do this? Can we do a show? Is because not only is it extremely fun, and we get to produce and own our own IP that you mentioned is going to create that waterfall effect, much like a musician that I understand well. You listen to one song, you listen to the next 30 or 40 or 100, that is value. That's money in the bank. It's a waterfall effect. But it also is creating an audience that is far more bought in than maybe somebody who watches a 20-second video. They don't get to know you. In fact, you put a 30-second video out, your average watch time might be 6 seconds or something absurd, but you put a 20-minute video out, you get people that actually engage, actually stay. It might take longer. It might even be a smaller body of people, but they're real fans. There's real buying power, real dedication, staying power at that. And so to answer the last question you had, we're actually creating a JV, Ryan and myself, to produce a bunch of new series. So it's definitely something, whether it's this show or something with you, David, you've been a friend of mine and a business partner for a long time. Ryan, new friend, new business partner. There's absolutely some synergy there.
That's great news to my ears because it's hard to find the real deal in the space of YouTube for sure, let alone most of social media. And the guys that have lasted and sustained organic neighborhoods of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other. And I always say for me, the consistency has been, you know, my superpower with all the different platforms. But LinkedIn, YouTube, and email, I think for someone my age and my genre with who I'm looking for are the most powerful ways to communicate in my mission of empowering over a billion people to be happy. You guys are on that mission now with me. Ryan Walker, I'm sure we'll have you back, but I cannot wait to work with you. James, thanks for thinking of me in your JV.
Dude, and of course. We'll set up either a Zoom, or since you guys both live Orange County, LA, maybe you guys just do a dinner if I can join.
Yeah, and then Ryan, we'd love to invite you. We're doing a SoFi Stadium. My offices are in the stadium, so we'll be there Thursday doing a mastermind. If you have any time from 9 to 5 to swing by the stadium, let me know.
How do you say no to something like that? Of course I'll be there.
You don't. That's why he has the best offers in the world.
Well, thank you, Ryan. Incredible guest. He's here to be of service and of value and a very important part of media. And where can people check out your hotel review?
So Ryan Walker T5 is the YouTube channel. It's also on Instagram. And then the company is TSMA Consulting. Fun final thing. The name TSMA stands for the Social Media Agency, because the company was one of the very first social media agencies in the United States before that even was a type of business. Like I was saying, Instagram that's was like this thing that two guys
11 made. Years talking about staying power. That, real deal.
That's right.
That's so
right.
Good. My first book I bought back from Hay House because they just weren't marketing it. And so I had to create my own publisher, which was TISN, the Inspirational Sports Network.
That'd be great. Yeah. Fantastic. Early is good. Early is good.
Yeah. Anyways, incredible guest, incredible content, incredible advice. Ryan Walker, he's walking us into a successful future of abundance. Hey. Thank you for joining us.
Very good. Thank you so much having me, guys. Appreciate you both.
Ah, you're amazing. Wow, dude, you keep on attracting amazing people. I am so grateful.
Well, I'm grateful too, man. You know, you mentioned this the first time, maybe the second time we met, but I think it may be the first time that there is just a synergy and energy, a frequency, as you put it, that when you meet someone else that is on that same frequency, dive in, commit, invest time into them, maybe money into them. Yeah. At this point in my life, I want to invest into projects and people, and I'm doing both with Ryan. So excited to connect. My takeaway, I'll start, and you bring us home, is, you know, for YouTube, you do have to do a lot of different things, but if that's not exciting to you, then maybe it isn't for you. If it is exciting to you, then make it fun learning how to operate a camera, learning the basics of editing. And the one thing that I don't think most creators think of is the psychology aspect. You don't have to be a psychologist necessarily, although I'm sure it wouldn't hurt. But start thinking about why you're creating the content and who you're creating it for.
So beautiful. My takeaway was a snippet of what Ryan said. I study time and I study money. Those are both man-made constructs, which means they don't fall into the infinite realm of the more money you give, the more money you'll receive. It's like saying the more chairs that I give, the more chairs I'll receive. You know, more love you give, absolutely. More love, more kindness you give, more forgiveness you give. Those are infinite. But man-made constructs of time and money are interesting. And I think it was subtle, but it's a huge shift for me. Is that AI breaks the relationship between time and money. And they are relying upon each other. There's a relativity between time and money, but AI actually can break that relationship, which I think gives an exponential value to how AI or technology in general makes humans more human, because it can break the relationship between time and money. I know I had to go a little bit deep with my takeaway, but it blew me away.
No, I love it.
Said that. And you blow me away every time we get to do this. I can't tell you how much it means to me that you show up in Buenos Aires away from the steak dinner that I'm holding you away from. I wish I was there sitting having a nice glass of wine with a beautiful steak there in Argentina. But
anyway, soon enough, we will.
Please set up a call with Ryan. If you can text me his number, I'll invite him to SoFi. And I'm happy to support your joint venture. And I'd love to be a project within the context of that as well. So thank you so much for inviting me.
Done deal. So excited. I'll group text you guys right after this. Much love, David. Thanks for your time, as always.
You got it. He is the celebrity of the Celebrity Entrepreneur Show. His name is James Maslow. Follow him, share his content, and check out his new show on YouTube, Unbound. James Maslow, thanks for joining me.
Hi, brother.
If you want to join us, text our community, stay informed, stay invited, 949-298-2905, 949-298-2905. Of course, you can email me if you want that book, Don't Do Business with Dicks, number one bestseller, Don't Do Business with Dicks, dmeltzer.com/order, or every other platform, every other place. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.